grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Chris.
Good afternoon.
Chris Fowley.
Hello.
Hey, mate, how's it going? Hey, what are your thoughts about us changing the name from Marijuana Media to Cannabis Corner in 2020? Are you okay?
Or? He's just thinking about it. Are you there, Chris?
Jesus. Okay.
I feel like we just lost him.
Either it's a really good idea or a really bad idea. Can you call us back, Chris? 309-3879. If you're listening to the... He's probably not, eh? Let's call him back. We'll do it live on radio. Here we go. Anybody has any cannabis or marijuana news for us, you're welcome to text on into 5395. Perhaps you've got a question for Chris regarding whatever the hell you want to regard, really. We're here to help. It's 420. Rick James. This is one of those moments where you need the phone to work properly, and it's probably not going to work properly for us. The phone's been broken up here for about 3 years, and no one's ever fixed it, and we have to deal with it every single day, listener. So it's hard. It's hard for us up here.
Get a beaker. So we can get a new phone.
Yeah, but then you need goals saying, Chris.
Hello.
G'day, mate. What's going on?
Oh, phone troubles again.
It's okay. Did you catch my question?
I did not, and I can barely hear you.
Okay, well, we're here.
Oh, good.
We can hear you just fine.
Excellent.
My question was, 2020, I'm thinking about changing the name from Marijuana Media to Cannabis Corner. Bit more of a proper name, and it's kind of has a bit more of an up-and-up vibe about it, you know what I'm saying?
It does, you know, and yeah, it's like the corner store, I guess. Cannabis is the botanical name rather than marijuana.
Yeah, I think the tide has shifted, you know, to something a bit more official. Marijuana Media, we gave it the derogatory name because the media was just being gnarly about this a couple of years ago, so...
Yeah, so. I don't see it as derogatory, personally. I know that some people say it was a sort of racist slang, but, you know, it is what you take from it, and you don't have to take that from it. And,
That's true.
People, I don't think, really use it that way, but you got to have the alliteration. That's the key. If you're
going
to change it to cannabis, you got to have a corner, or, you know, that's the most important thing that I've come to realise.
Okay, mate, okay, we'll do that then.
So, speaking of which, we can probably expect a few alliterative headlines in the next day or two, and because you've got to have your pun about cannabis in the headline, as we've come to know.
It's true.
And there's been a couple of reports come out today. One is a fresh look at the justice system that has been handed to Andrew Little and Chester Burrows as part of the Safe and Effective Justice Group, and this has called for... A new approach to alcohol and cannabis, and saying that alcohol, widely not seen as a drug as such, and really contradictory and conflicting policy responses to it, and people aren't sort of perceiving the harms, and the policy settings aren't consistent with the harms, and then meanwhile other drugs are criminalised, and we have all these effects from the law going on to people, but basically this report is the gist that we can take from it, the nub, is that they are calling for the use of cannabis to be legalised and regulated while we actually take another fresh look at alcohol and perhaps tightening them up.
Right.
And of course that's bound to get some people saying, oh, that's contradictory, they're wanting to legalise weed and ban my drinking, but actually it's more about equalising the policy setting.
Yeah, yeah.
It's saying that alcohol is too widely available or too freely available, and people, you know, the consequences of people's use are borne by other people.
Mm.
And meanwhile, cannabis is obviously illegal, and you get these bad effects of the law, whether or not your use of cannabis is harmful or not.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really interesting. And the other report that's come out today is from the Royal Society, and this is one of these old institutions which actually most of the premier kind of academics of the country are part of. But it does go back to the old days of, in fact, Joseph Banks, whatever his first name was, that was on Cook's ship. He was representing the Royal Society on a mission here to collect botany and observe the transit of Mars or Venus, whatever it was that they did. But the Royal Society's put out a report today looking at cannabis. And that'll be interesting in that if people want authoritative information, they don't have to trawl the net. They can just say, what's the Royal Society saying? But with a caveat, the report is actually just based on a US report. They haven't really done a whole bunch of original kind of research in it. They have sort of looked at how that applies to New Zealand, but it's really based on this Institute of Medicine's report that came out in America 2 years ago. And that was fairly conservative, as you would expect from something from the federal government in America. And a lot of people were quite disappointed with it at the time. But it's fairly moderate. It looks at both the benefits of medical use, which it really contains to the ones that have really, to the conditions that have really gone through a lot of clinical trials and things. So we're talking pain for some conditions, we're talking multiple sclerosis, epilepsy, particularly in children, and then a weaker evidence for other things. Not that's to say that there's weak evidence in a particular patient's life or what's happening to them, but overall at a population level, you know, there's more research that needs to be done. And then meanwhile, they look at some of the benefits and health effects of adult use, and again they're quite moderate as they are in that they're really saying a whole bunch of the things have been overplayed, but there's also health effects that we do need to be aware of. You know, it does have effects on your lungs if you smoke. It can have effects on driving if you're driving soon after consumption, and a few other things like that. So Royal Society Cannabis Report, if you Google it, we can also chuck a link up, but that was very interesting. And the driving thing I did just want to touch on too, there was a study that came out this week that actually looked at cannabis use and driving. This was in America, found no effect on performance and actually decrease speed, and that really is what a lot of people do experience, that people drive slower.
Can attest.
Not that we're advocating to go and do it, but the reality is some people do, and so if you look at the actual effects that happens, that causes, it tends to be a reduction in speed.
Probably less road rage too.
Yeah, exactly.
Hard to quantify.
I mean, certainly
hard to quantify,
the road rage and meth seem to be quite strongly linked, certainly in the times that they seem to have occurred in New Zealand. You know, it didn't used to be a thing, and it kind of is now. But the other interesting thing with alcohol and cannabis being a substitute and the effect on driving, there was another study that came out this week, and it looked at what the effect was in Washington State on making cannabis freely, you know, more legally available. And what they found is that people in the neighboring state of Idaho had a reduction in road deaths, and particularly among drink driving. And what that was from is that the people in Idaho were traveling across the state to get their cannabis legally from Washington and then coming back with it. And by doing that, there was less drinking going on and less drink driving going on. And this effect was strongest the closer you were to the border and able to get it. So if you're within an hour or two of driving to Washington, there was a really pronounced effect. If you were 6 hours drive away, it really didn't have an effect because people weren't going to drive that far to get there.
Isn't there an argument to be had of the alcohol isn't a drug, it's poison, the way it reacts with your body?
Well, it certainly is.
Why are we calling it a drug? Why are we still talking about it like it's a drug? We're poisoning ourselves.
Drugs can be poisons or benefits, depending on the dose and the frequency. That's the same with everything. Things can help you or they can really poison you.
But the tipping point for alcohol must be a lot quicker than it is for most things, right? Because, I mean, I feel like a couple of beers and you're poisoned.
Well, that's true. There isn't actually any kind of safe dose with alcohol, and it's toxic to every cell at every minute amount.
I'm not saying medically there's no use for it. I'm sure they use it for, you know, in hospitals and stuff, for all sorts of stuff, and rightly so. But, yeah, calling it a drug kind of gets on my nerves a little bit.
I support your call on that.
Okay.
And so the other thing where that really is relevant for New Zealand is that we're talking here about having licensed stores after the cannabis referendum and about not allowing remote sales, so no mail order, no internet sites. And what that means is that if people are within an hour or two of a legal cannabis store, then we're going to see a benefit in that in the community of lower road deaths. But if they're more than that away, so if the cannabis stores, for example, are located in Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, and there's nothing in between, then you'd expect to see no change in the road deaths in those rural areas because they'd just be too far away.
Right.
So it actually has an impact on how we consider this referendum, that you do need adequate stores, sort of close enough to people if you want to make those differences. And if we can't open enough stores or have them close enough, then we need to have mail order or internet sites that can service people in rural communities.
Hey, Chris, just quickly on that question. Someone has messaged in and they're asking, will overseas seed banks become a legal source for home growers?
They won't for home growers, no. Under the referendum, a licensed company will be able to bring in seeds and then would be able to on-sell them in a licensed retail store. And that they might, you know, that could happen a couple of ways. They could bring in seeds by the thousand and then on-sell them here,
that's
or
more
they
of
could
a
have a production
bias,
here.
That's surely more of a biosecurity thing, isn't it? Than a,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they didn't really want to, well, I think that's my reading. They didn't want to open the floodgates to people bringing in seeds that could bring diseases with them, whereas if that licensed company is doing it, they're going to go through all the proper checks and all that. And in fact, we're just going through that right now with Zecan, with getting our seeds into the country, and
cool,
I'll tell you what, it is not easy, because it is technically an illegal thing that doesn't exist here, and so the very act of bringing those seeds in, even though we have a license, is actually incredibly complicated, because officially it doesn't exist in New Zealand, which is
strange
weird,
times.
And hey, one other thing is that there's a couple of cities that have started to do reparations and really cool things with their cannabis revenues. Denver. Denver and Colorado, they do a bunch of things, but they launched a new program this week where the cannabis taxes are funding after-school programs in vulnerable communities. And the city of Evanston, which is part of Chicago, is doing reparations to particularly people of color, but that really bore the brunt of the drug war. And so that is when all those rich white folk are making their millions off their cannabis business, at least the revenue, the taxes off them, are going to where they should be. So that's pretty cool to see that they're doing that, and something that we could be looking at here. And the other big thing, just finally before I go, next Wednesday, so next week we'll have plenty to talk about, because on Wednesday the medical cannabis scheme will be released in all its glory, and I hear there's going to be some really cool things, and I think we're going to have, hopefully, the best medical cannabis scheme in the world, and we'll know all about it next Wednesday, so we can talk about it next Thursday.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Time for any more quick questions over the text machine?
Yeah, we've got a few paragraphs in. Chris, just hold fire for
Chris,
a second.
Someone is wondering why their plant, its leaves are drooping.
Might be a bit hot.
Need some water?
Is it curling up or drooping?
Drooping.
Could be. Yeah, the thing is the leaves will droop if they're wilting from a lack of water, but they can also droop from overwatering.
Yeah, okay.
So that's really obvious if you're the person watering which one it is.
What can happen is root rot.
You can get this thing called Fusarium wilt, and it's a type of fungus that gets in the roots, and so sometimes overwatering can cause that fungal growth, and that will cause this catastrophic wilting over the entire plant.
Yeah, so when you water, just make sure it's bone dry before you do your next water. It really likes water in doses. Don't let your neighbour, I just watered your plant for you. Like, that's not helpful at all. Don't let them do that.
That's the one.
Yeah.
And someone's had a bad experience flying domestically with some cannabis. They said they got a good old slap on the wrist for
Just a slap on the wrist though?
Yes.
Ah, sweet as. I actually had a hoon on a bit of a DAC vape the other day as well, Chris. A bit of a future session. It was exciting.
Right.
I was excited about the future when I had a future session.
Yeah. Well, one of the things there,
the possibilities.
They are under the referendum. It does envisage licensing the equipment, and so if you want to say this is a piece of cannabis equipment that you can have with your legal cannabis, then that equipment will need to be tested and assessed.
Right.
And so that's a bit of a step up from where we're at now. And of course, with the vapes, they're also really aware that this vape scare that's been going on in America, that's been the unregulated illicit things, and it's been the additives, it's been the flavors, the vitamin E weird stuff. And so, again, they're going to make sure that that's all tested and that people use approved food ingredients and do it all properly. And I think that's really important.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, thank you very much, Chris. Always a pleasure. How are you mending up, mate? You all right or what?
Yeah, pretty well. Pretty well. I just ventured out into the outside world.
Okay.
And, we're recovering very well with the help of CBD and the finest medical care in the world.
Hey, next week will be our last one till the next year. Should we do like sort of the year that was?
Sure, yeah.
Right on, man.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you, Chris.
And we can talk about that medical scheme as well.
Sounds good, bro. We'll catch you next week.
All right.
Got it.
Cheers. See ya.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.